My name is Kieran Egan, local here outside the town. I'm a member of the Fair and Festival Committee. The history of the fair has gone on for years, 300 years. Going back about 35, 40 years ago, we started a lunging competition on the Fair Green. And how it started was, I was at Innes show and I seen it with a local man here, Joe Murray, Lord Merton, he's dead now since. And we thought it a good idea to run it in the fair. So when we came back, we met up with another lad called Mal Craffey, and the three of us organised it with the help of the council here, which Patsy Geraghty was the main man that got the okay from the council, because a lot of the councillors didn't want it because they had no horsey background really, but Patsy Geraghty had. He's dead now as well, Lord mercy on him. And that's how it started. Over the years, some of the big horses that came out of the luncheon, one in particular was Cullamore Hill. He won 14 or 15 Grand Prix. And a local man used to ride him as well, Tom Slattery. He's based in England now. There was plenty of them competed in the RDS over the years. Then a few years later, we started the Pony Luncheon. And that was very successful as well. Quite a few ponies went on to win in Dublin. One of them was a Glochira Cruise that I had myself, but it didn't win for me. It won a gold medal out in Holland or Poland there about 3 weeks ago. There was numerous ponies that jumped in Dublin. Like the people that buy them, they change their names on them, you know, and it was very hard to keep a record of them. The horses come from all over Ireland, really. One of the ones that won the luncheon when President Michael D. Higgins was here was from down in Cork. Well, the best memory I had of it was the pony that I sold to see him competing in Dublin. But he didn't compete for me, he competed for that woman down in Kilkenny, Mary MacDonald. A lot of dealers come from Germany, Holland, and Belgium. There's even a local man down there in Roscommon. He comes to the fair every year and he buys 25 or 30 out of it. Jim Derwin and Athlone, he's known all over the world. He could buy three loads of horses out of the fair. But he's very successful at what he's at. And he loves the fair. He loves the horses out of the fair, because they're not dickied up or anything. They just come in on a rope and they're sold. It's very important to the horse industry, to the whole equine industry. Like the employment it creates between the stud farms breeding them, for the farmer raising a foal, bringing them on to a three-year-old and then bringing them on to sell them. You have saddlery crowd gets money out of it. The blacksmiths get money out of it, the feed merchants. Like, it creates a lot of industry. And I don't think the majority of the people don't realise that. The big difference is that the sales, the person that's buying them only gets a couple of minutes to make up their mind when they're under the auctioneer's hammer. They have their mind made up to sell them, they only get 3 minutes. Whereas at the fair, they can be tried on the fair green, and they get a lot more time to make up their mind whether they're buy them or sell them, whichever way they want to. My granddaughter was Queen of the Fair, I think just 2018. It meant a lot to me, you know, to have her on the stage and have her tipping around the pubs at night and doing a bit of singing and that. The atmosphere for some of the people would be a holiday more so than buying horses just to see, because it's advertised all over Europe, all over the world, really. And a lot of people come and they have never seen anything like it, where you'd see a couple of thousand horses in a field for sale. There's some very successful horses and ponies come out of the fair, and particularly the Connemara ponies. They're very popular as well at the moment. There was some great characters, so there was. Like Matty Gantley there, I remember when he was king, I was only a child. He was a great character. and you had one of the Ryans in Bracknell. He was king of the pier as well. He was another great character. Jerry Kelly was king of the pier. He used to work in Burnhouse. He was another great character. I think he's in England now. I have met numerous friends from everywhere, all over the world. There was even one fella, my birthday was only last week, one fella came from Belgium to it. And he's coming to the fair again. He usually buys, he could buy 30 horses at the fair. Well, what makes the Connemara pony special is his temperament. He's very easy handled. He mightn't be a world beater, but they're very sought after for children. And even the older people, you know, the big Connemara, now that'd be 15, one or two. A lot of people have them in England for mother and daughter because they're so quiet, so placid. Their temperament is unreal. It's a unique occasion, so it is. A very unique occasion for the whole of Ireland, not alone for Ballinasloe. Like, there is towns in Ireland and they'd love to have a fair like it. But just Ballinasloe is the last fair of the year. This year is 300 years.